Welcome back to this Gentle Awareness Through Movement series in the Feldenkrais Awareness Summit. I'm Dorothy Henning. You can learn more about me and my Feldenkrais practice at integrativemovement.us. This lesson is called Insight, Focusing Inward and Resting the Eyes. Please lie down on a mat on the floor or on your bed. Adjust and get comfortable. And notice the overall contact behind you, along the surface you're lying on. Up through your legs, the calves, the thighs, behind your hips, your back, and which parts are resting down and which seem to be a little lifted. Notice the movement you have with your breathing, the movement of your lower abdomen, your mid-abdomen, and your chest. And observe the weight of your head. How heavy is your head lying there? Is there any work in your neck? Notice your face and the cheeks on your face and your eyes and how they're resting in your awareness of your face and the sides of your neck on either side. And then please take your hands and lie them over your eyes. So cover your eyes with your hands in such a way that the palms are over where your eyeballs are, so there's no pressure on your eyes. And the fingers go up on your forehead and they cross just a bit. One hand maybe a little over some of the fingers on the other hand, so that you can find how to block the light and have darkness. Let your hands soften to your face. Our hands are such a conscious part of ourselves as we do so much with our hands. And let the awareness and consciousness of the hands translate to the eyes, softening the eyes. Have your elbows and shoulders and arms resting as much as possible, although you have your hands covering your eyes. And then notice, what do you see? The eyes are not open to have anything in front of them to interpret and see, but sometimes there's something more than black, some kind of shapes or forms, or sometimes little bursts of light or colors, rather like a kaleidoscope. And this is just the optic nerve excited, even though there's nothing for it to record. And sometimes you'll feel little muscle activity as the nerves fire. And it lets us know that our system could be calmer. And perhaps this rest with the eyes will help calm our system. Feel the eyes in their orbits, their bony orbits, resting. They're round. Eyes are round balls. And they're floating in like a warm water, like two lilies floating in two ponds. They're completely safe, no light, and you don't need to see anything. And feel what it's like feeling your eyes floating this way in their orbits. And if you feel any little muscular movements, breathing softly, let this just melt away. Letting the quality you have in your hands help soften your eyes and help your eyes relax. Perhaps you notice some black in your visual field. Sometimes there's spots, sometimes it grows a little, or they get bigger or smaller. It's just that excitation of the nerves firing. And then gently, keeping your eyes closed, can you bring your arms down to your side and rest your arms? And now, can you imagine that floating just in front of your face is the letter O? It has a black outline, and it's white in the middle, and it's resting, just floating in front of your face. And if you have difficulty visualizing this, that's fine. Don't worry. Just imagine in some way an O in front of you. And then can you let this O lower down and go over your face until it's around your face and the white part is over where your eyes are, so all that your eyes see now is the white and not the black outline. And have your eyes look through the middle of this white space, this white field. And then slowly have this letter O that you're imagining rise from your face and slowly and gradually go away out in front of you, off into space, far, far away, as if it's going far, far away into the sky, until it becomes like a white dot, very far away. And then slowly, can you have the white dot get slowly and gradually bigger as it approaches you again, until it comes close enough that you see the black outline and the white in the middle and the letter O. And try that again, paying attention that the letter moves very gradually. Look at way out into the sky and have it slowly, slowly go far away until you imagine a small white dot far away, and have it gradually come closer and get bigger until it's lying on your face again. And now, could you have this letter O suddenly fling far away, have it go away quickly. Imagine this possibility, the way a frisbee would go away quickly. But the O just whoosh, goes quite far away and becomes the white dot. If you don't see it traveling that distance, don't worry. There's not a right way to do this. Just imagine. And then quickly, just as quickly, it whoosh comes back, and there's the letter O in front of your face again, floating, with a thick black line around it. And then once again, whoosh, you send it away until it's a white dot in the sky, just imagining. And then quite quickly, it comes back. And it's an O with a black line around it, floating in front of your face. And then allow that to just melt down onto your face, the black line, until the white's covering your face and your eyes are resting. And you leave your O, and you gently bring your arms up to cover your eyes, one hand on each eye, the hollow of the palms over the eyes, so there's no pressure or no force on the eyes, gently letting the hands conform to the shape of your face, blocking the light. And what do you see now? What's in your visual field now? Has it changed since when we began? As our eyes and our nervous system begins to settle, maybe there's less of those little minute movements, the firing of the nerves. Maybe you'll see a little less of that, of light activity or shapes and forms. And perhaps you even see some deep black patches or that are here or there. And can you watch those patches, be in those patches, and allow them to grow and spread and be deep black, like a midnight school sky black, like a black blue velvet, like a wet black blue velvet that's melting and over your eyes and all of your face, over your cheeks and your mouth are soft as it melts over your neck and your chest, allowing this wet blue-black velvet to spread and melt over you. And then gently bring down your arms. And if you would like to go to sleep now, you could just leave your eyes closed and stop here. Or if you'd like to begin a very soft movement of not exactly opening the eyes, but just as if you've been in a deep sleep, you're coming back from this sleep and you allow the eyes to flutter a little and maybe gradually begin to open. You allow them to open rather than opening them. And then a visual field comes in front of you. Perhaps it's the ceiling if you have light in the room. And do you notice any shapes or forms or details about the ceiling you didn't notice before? Perhaps something coming a little more towards you, or just differences you may not have noticed. Even if you usually wear glasses or have corrective lenses, sometimes there'll be some little change of a clarity of something you may notice that you hadn't noticed before on your ceiling. And then later when you're standing and walking and looking around, you may notice the depth of objects could seem different, as some if you're closer and bigger and some further away. And enjoy the effects of this lesson. And this is the end of the lesson.